Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So, and as don't know what to expect just yet, Big Ten, we do know the Hoosiers just a game out of the loss column despite this 1-2 start that can improve tonight in its second game ever at the Xfinity Center in College Park as they battled the 14-2 Maryland Terrapins. Yes, Mello Trimble and the boys, for starters, a group of young players, much like the Hoosiers, that are, well, moving through its first season of conference hoops. For the Hoosiers, would be nice, of course, if Coach Tom could get the start and the finish in a few other positives mixed in between to grab them a road win, its first true road game of the year. 1-2 going in, moving up, well, that's the goal. And as Coach Tom was telling us,
it's a long, long season. And that's how you have to measure it from time to time as a coach. And it doesn't always mean the result is going to be the way that you want it. But the most important thing was to not get away from what mattered most. And I'm proud of the way a young group of guys, even last year's team, as old as they were, it took time for them to understand that. And it guarantees us nothing the next game, obviously, right? But what it does show them is that when they stay locked in to the improvement, they stay locked into the details, they do the things that need to get done. Everything being said with that, it's all about how we defend. And when guys are defending and their feet are really moving and they're active, defensive energy awareness, movement. I mean, that's what it is.
Well, the Hoosiers, if you remember, were 6-3 on the road last year en route to the Big Ten Championship. ESPN, a little past 9 tonight. And by the way, the tip for the next home game will be noon Sunday on the McCracken Court against Rutgers. Have a little via Westwood 1 basketball action for you tonight. 8:45 pregame ahead of the Kansas game out at Oklahoma. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the Hoosier fellows battle Maryland tonight on the road. First of two in a row on the road for Terry Morin's women's Gators as they play against the Michigan Wolverines up at the Chrysler Center tonight in Ann Arbor. Michigan, like Indiana, 2-1 in league play. You know, maturity, shot selection is certainly keyed. An outstanding 12-4 season to date. It's an offense that is averaging almost 83 a game complete, as Terry was telling me, with near 50% shooting.
You know, it's so enjoyable to coach a team that is willing to give up maybe an open shot but for a better shot. And this is what this team is has been able to do. And I think they're shot selection has been really good. They understand and know what a good shot is, and I think they also understand who should be getting the shots, and I think that's probably a bigger key to all of it, is that we understand whose hands the ball has to be in order for us to score.
And you know, when you early season, when you broke this team down, you wanted to see the sharing of the ball. You're almost at 18 assists a game, you're about 9 steals a ball game, and that obviously incorporates itself into getting the shots you want.
There's a balance too, but you know, we have to have, you know, 3 to 5 of those guys in double digits every night, and in order for us, you know, give ourselves a chance to win the ball game. But really pleased, and again, we've spent more time, I think, also in practice because it's a veteran team. You know, it's not that we're having to go over a lot of our stuff that we have as far as our offensive system. We can spend that extra time now because of the trust that I have and understanding and knowing that these guys can execute a play. We're spending that extra time at the free throw line now and getting extra shots up.
And bullseyes tonight would make it even better. Hoosier head basketball coach Terry Morin. Big Ten Network at 6 tonight against Michigan. I'm Joe Smith.